Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The field of 448 Ohio High School Football Playoff qualifiers has been trimmed in half, and those 224 schools have now advanced to this week's regional quarterfinals. Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and thanks for joining us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene all across Ohio for this week's playoff games. Coming up in this week's show, we'll look at how the top seeds fared in the first round, and then we'll talk with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Youth. And then finally, we'll get reports from around Ohio to set the playoff scene in your region. A reminder that, unless otherwise noted, all playoff games during this week's regional quarterfinals are Friday night kicks set for 7 o'clock. Let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to the 2022 Football State Championship Games in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Log on to OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, state championship games, and tickets, including indoor stadium club passes. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA Football State Championships.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One. Exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey football fans, now's the perfect time to rush to Canton to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Located only a short drive away, the hall provides experiences you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the Super Bowl Theater, the Game for Life holographic experience, interactive displays, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, and lots more. The hall is open 7 days a week, so what are you waiting for? Get off the bench and get into the game. Tickets are available right now at ProFootballHOF.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister, for the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network, which will broadcast all 7 football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets for the state championship games and all of this week's second round games are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. Now let's take a look at how the top seeds fared last Friday in the first round of the playoffs. The top 8 seeds in each region hosted seeds 9 through 16, and it was interesting to see that the number 9 and 10 seeds posted an overall winning record, playing on the road at the number 7 and 8 seeds. There were also 15 first-round winners that had a seed of number 11 through 15. That includes 7 number 13 seeds that won at the number 4 seed. There was also a 14 seed and 1 15 seed that won. Overall, the number 1 seeds went 28-0, and the home teams overall went 178-46. We'll see how the home teams fare this Friday in the second round. He was a guest on the podcast I host on YamoMedia.com, Ohio Football Weekly, and last week I had a chance to sit down and spend more time with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute. Our conversation covered a number of topics, the high school football playoffs in the state, and as well how the OHSAA has bounced back from the financial hit the organization took in 2020.
Financially, you know, we're on a lot more solid ground than we were prior to COVID. And we continue to move forward with that, so we're happy about that. But think about even last year, When May was there, and we thought, oh, COVID's gone, and then by late July, COVID was back up, so that affected our fall sports a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so you're absolutely right. We are on a lot more solid ground and this year in our communities at the local games throughout the year. I talked to ADs and coaches to talk about the crowds that they're having back at their events and the environments at their school, and the rivalry games are back and those kind of things. And so, you know, we're fortunate to be in this position.
You hit on financially, and a lot of times when people think about what goes on with expansion of the playoffs or holding games, that's the first thing they will want to bring up and talk about. But you don't shy away from that. You have to have that to continue your operations. And I think sometimes people take that a different way. But from a financial standpoint, you're close to being you're making a stride now.
Yeah, and you know, it's always about opportunities for kids, mm-hmm. and that's the way it should be. But if you can give kids an opportunity and make money while you're doing it, that's the way it should be. Because without money, there is no association, there's no mission, and there's no opportunity for our kids.
And you don't hide from that. That's the one thing about it. Yeah,
we have to. You know, we have to. You know, from a venue standpoint, we want our kids in great venues, but we have to be in venues that are financially sound or make it a financial sound decision for us to be there. And we're fortunate that way. In all our sports, we have a lot of good folks that are seeing that. You know, the Haslams with the soccer, you know, mm-hmm. playing in the Crew Stadium. The Haslam family has made that possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here in Canton, you know, we're the state with the Hall of Fame. And not only Hall of Fame, but a great stadium and a mm-hmm. great county and community, the city of Canton and Stark County Convention Center. And the Canton folks just welcome you with open arms. But we're giving our kids an NFL experience. And so that's neat to have.
You mentioned the financial aspect of it. And I think it's important to remind everybody that much like colleges, football pays a lot of the bills. And again, no one's hiding from that here. And I think that's another thing that sometimes gets overlooked. You understand mm-hmm. that. I think the football schools understand that. But that's one of the things that's helped you, what you've done, expanding the playoffs, doing some of the other things that you've done, Doug, helped you get back to close to being on solid footing.
Well,
again,
it does. And for our 818 member schools, well over 700 of them have football. And so for our member schools, football and basketball pay the bills for golf and cross country and track and those things, just the way it is, and it's that way for us. Our, you know, basketball and football mm-hmm. carry the weight, but even at that, again, you know, by expanding out to 16 teams, where we were going to go to 12, so we had that week anyhow, and we just eliminated a bye to give more kids an experience, and we learned that from COVID. That everybody got in at COVID, and football is the only sport that we have that not everybody gets in to a tournament. And again, it's not only about the players, it's about the marching bands, it's about the cheerleaders, it's about the student sections, it's about the community, because you and I both know there are communities that by expanding, they're getting their first chance at a playoff or one of their very few chances at a playoff. And so, you know, again, it's about experiences for kids. And if we had the season, the length of season to be able to do it, I'd want every player to have an opportunity to participate in football playoffs. So we're excited about the 16 teams in there, and it's, you know, created a situation all through the 16 teams to play. If you're 9 and 10, you want to host, and you're battling. Not in the past, you were battling to get in. Now you're battling to host, and if you're, you know, 12 through 16, you know, you're battling to stay away from that number one seed and that. And you know, we heard a lot of good things from our member schools. And keep this in mind: our tournaments are optional for our folks. And I know one coach, when I told him that last year, brought up to me, "Are you kidding me? My parents and my players are everybody mad at me." And I said, "Think about what you just said. They mm-hmm. want that experience." Mm-hmm. And then it's up to, you know, Marty, you and I both know, you get into basketball playoffs, first round games, sometimes you have very lopsided games. Me being a superintendent at Newark, particularly with the girls and some with the boys, those first round games were And I remember joking with our coach at halftime when he was walking off 56-2 against the school. And I said, hey, we don't want to lead Sports Center off tomorrow morning. And he said, thumbs up. And I think and if you're in football and you're one of those top teams, I think if you're playing a lower seed, I think you can get your kids the reps you want, play some younger kids to give them a playoff experience, and you might be able to win 80-0. But winning 40-6 is just as good. And I saw those scores opening round last year, and I think our football coaches in Ohio did a really good job of that. And you know, some were worried about injuries, and well, we're playing those same games week 1-10. And if you're not worried about it then why? In the reality, we're worried about it weeks 1-11 and that. But we had it was a good experience last year, and we're excited to continue that on.
We talked about the positives of the football playoffs, and it all ends with something you touched on a short time ago, Canton, and the relationship between the OHSAA and Stark County and the Football Hall of Fame at Tom Benson Stadium. It's just a tremendous place to stage the championship games. From a arrangement, from a working agreement type situation, this couldn't have worked out better for the OHSAA.
No, not at all. And, you know, thank David Baker, their former executive director, because David wanted us there, and he made it financially possible for us to be there. And Canton knows how to throw a party. Let's just say that. I mean, they and we feel like they treat us like they treat the Hall of Famers in August, and they really want that back. I'm not just talking about the Hall of Fame group. It's the city and Stark County. They want us there, and they want our kids to have an experience. And again, we're the state with the Hall of Fame, and nobody else gets that opportunity. And they've done so many renovations up there. And, you know, we talk a lot here about we want our kids to get off the bus and go, wow, whether you're at Mason for tennis or Dayton for basketball. And I say in Canton, you don't even get off the bus. You're coming up 77, you look over, and you're saying, wow. It's a big place, but not too big that seems empty with our crowds in there. And they couldn't be more, you know, generous to what our mission is. And I think Marty, from when you look at this kind of stuff, let's talk about our media. We want our media to be comfortable at these events and say, wow. I mean, the media area up there and the other common areas for fans and stuff are very nice. And you know that from your coverage of that there. And so it's not just the players, it's the fans and everybody else who, you know, the media promotes our athletes. And I think you could probably say, hey, I feel special being here at this place, and so we're excited here, and hopefully we can continue our relationship.
It is always a pleasure to spend time with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from radio announcers around Ohio. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we welcome you back, and now it's time to break down the second round of the regional playoffs with reports from radio broadcasters all across the great state of Ohio. A reminder that all playoff games in the first round are this Friday night, and all kick off at 7 o'clock. Let's start our trip around Ohio looking at this week's games with a visit to South Central Ohio, and here's Chris Solwecki.
Thanks very much, Marty. Let's begin week two of the OHSAA playoffs in South Central Ohio in Division 6, Region 24, with a double-digit survivor from week one. Only two number 12 seeds survived from last weekend. One of them was West Alexandria Twin Valley South, who knocked off number 5 seed Williamsburg 70-38. The 7-4 Panthers travel this weekend to number 4 Versailles, who held serve at home last week versus National Trail, winning 47-0. On to Division 5, Region 19, and a lucky number 13. Seven number 13 seeds won in the opening weekend of play. One such lucky number 13 was Columbus Academy, who would claim luck has nothing to do with it. Academy defeated 9-1 Centerburg, the number 4 seed in Region 19, 36-14. This weekend, Academy will travel to Portsmouth West, the number 5 seed, who has a record of 10-1. The Senators lost their Week 1 matchup and enter this weekend's play riding a 10-game winning streak. In Division 3, Region 11, Dresden Tri-Valley, the number 4 seed with a record of 9-2, plays host to the Bulldogs of Bloom Carroll, the number 5 seed with a record of 10-1. Like Portsmouth West, BC lost the opening game of the season against Harvest Prep. They've won 10 in a row since. Tri-Valley's only two losses were to St. Francis DeSales and Thornville Sheridan, both of the Scotties' defeats, and the Bulldogs' lone loss were to teams who are still alive and thriving heading into Week 2. And in Division 2, Region 8, we find a Cinderella story. In the 2 versus 15 matchups in Week 1, the 2s dominated, as you might imagine. In fact, only one number 15 seed won last weekend. They reside here. The Morrow Little Miami Panthers stunned the number 2 Xenia Buccaneers 27-24 in double overtime. This weekend, Little Miami is on the road again, facing number 10 Anderson out of Cincinnati in a battle of double-digit enemies in the regional quarterfinals. For the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show, I'm Chris Solwecki.
Let's move now to the northwestern part of the state. And joining us from Fostoria's WFOB WVVI, here's Lance Morris.
It was a pretty good weekend overall for first-round matchups in this area of northwest Ohio. In Division 7, Region 26, Macomb won big over Eden. Pandora Gilboa took care of business on the road against USV. That'll set up their second matchup of the season. Also in that region, Arlington lost to Delphus St. John's, the only below 500 team to make the playoffs in that region. Elsewhere in our listening area, Finley's season came to an end in their rematch with Perrysburg, this time just a 3-point loss. Liberty Benton won big on the road at Archbold 63-35. They'll play top-seeded Liberty Center. Elmwood a big win over Delta. They'll play Tenorio this Friday in Bloomdale. Cary continued their winning streak now up to 25 games with a win over Riverdale. They're getting set for a rematch with Colonel Crawford. In an old rivalry that dates back to the MAL, Hopewell Loudoun beat Seneca East. The Chieftains will now play 11-0 Columbia Station. It'll be about an 86-mile trip out to Columbia Station from Bascom. Of the teams in Tiffin, Columbian beat Rocky River. They'll host Padua Franciscan on Friday. While Tiffin Calvert season comes to an end, they lost to perennial power Lima Central Catholic. This is Lance Morris with Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI and WFOB for the OHSAA Radio Network Playoff Preview Show.
Let's move now east of Columbus to Newark and WNKO's Dave Doney.
Six Licking County League football teams qualified for the playoffs, but only three, Granville, Newark Catholic, and Watkins Memorial, have advanced to the second round of the playoffs. Watkins is making just its third trip ever to the playoffs and first since 2014. The Warriors defeated Columbus Northland in a Division II Round 1 game. They will be home Friday, hosting Big Walnut. In Division III, Granville, which is making its sixth straight playoff appearance and 12th overall, beat Belle Fountain. The Blue Aces will hit the road Friday to face Jackson. and making their state record 39th playoff appearance and fourth straight. Newark Catholic shut out Bishop Rosecrans in a Division 7 Round 1 game. The Green Wave will take on Portsmouth Notre Dame Friday at White Field. Newark Catholic is vying for its eighth state title. I'm Dave Doney with Cool 101.7, Buckeye Country 107.7 for the OHSAA Radio Network Playoff Preview Show.
Let's move back up to the northwest part of the state and the Limaland area, where they play some pretty good high school football. The voice of the Bowling Green Falcons, Todd Walker from Lima's WIMA, joins us.
In Division 3, Region 12, Wapakoneta defeated Wilmington 28-14 to host a second-round game against Bellbrook. Bellbrook eliminated Wapakoneta last year 42-35. To Division 4, Region 14, St. Mary's and Van Wert each advanced. The Rough Riders defeated Buckeye Valley 42-18 in St. Mary's. They now make the trip to Millersburg to take on number 2 seed West Holmes. Van Wert, a home win over Wauseon 40-7. They will head on the road as well to Sandusky Perkins this week. To Division 5, in Region 18, Liberty Benton advanced with a 63-35 win over Archbold. They will now be at top-seeded Liberty Center. Meanwhile, seven-time state champion Coldwater beat North Union 41-7 last week. They'll host Huron in the second round. To Division 6, Region 24, the top seed is Marion Local. The state record holder with 12 state championships blasted Anna 45-0 in the opening round. They'll now host West Liberty Salem. Also out of the MAC, Versailles, a 47-0 win over National Trail. They will now host Twin Valley South. The 2 seed in Region 24 is Allen East. The Mustangs shut out Lucasville Valley 45-0 and will now host Paint Valley. Meanwhile, in Region 22, Columbus Grove at home took care of Black River 42-17. They will now travel to West Salem Northwestern. To Division 7, Region 26, top-seeded Macomb, no trouble with Eden, 57-3. They'll face fellow BVC member Pandora Gilboa now in the second round. PG defeated USV 42-8. Macomb beat PG 35-28 in Week 5. Lima Central Catholic advanced with a 41-14 win over Tiffin Calvert. The T-Birds will host Delphus St. John's next. The Jays upset Arlington 55-24 in the opening round as a 12 seed. These two teams played Week 2 at Spartan Stadium with LCC winning 54-27. Delphus Jefferson moved into the second round with a 31-26 win over Ayersville. They'll make a trip to number 2 seeded Antwerp this week. And Waynesfield Goshen moved to 11-0 with a 32-8 win over North Central. The Tigers will now host Gibsonburg. And in Region 28, New Bremen, no problem with Cedarville 49-7. They're at number 4 seed Riverside this week. And number 6 seeded Minster took out fellow MAC member Fort Recovery 50-22 to earn a trip to 3rd seeded Mechanicsburg here in the second round. This is Todd Walker from 1150 WIMA in Lima for the OHSAA Radio Network Playoff Preview Show.
A rather large number of teams made the high school football playoffs from the football hotbed of the Youngstown area, Northeast Ohio. With more, here's Mark Means from WBBW.
The greater Youngstown area had 25 teams advance to the opening round action of the high school football playoffs, and 17 of those moved on to this week's round 2 competition, including Cardinal Mooney, who had an upset victory over the previously undefeated Edison Wildcats 45-14. We also saw a pair of rematches from the regular season, and both of those games went to the regular season winners, as Jefferson got by Poland 14-13, and Girard advanced past Hubbard 30-20. Warren John F. Kennedy, ranked number 1 in Division 7 in the final AP poll, defeated Fairport Harding 37-9. They'll now face one of the hottest teams out of the Youngstown area, the Springfield Tigers, who have won 7 straight. In Division 4, we feature a pair of schools that are on fantastic winning streaks, as the Strugglers Wildcats will now travel to West Branch to take on the Warriors. The Wildcats have won 6 straight, while West Branch was beaten by Canfield in Week 1 and has won 10 consecutive games. I'm Mark Means for Western Reserve Radio, Sports Radio 1240 WBBW for the OHSA Radio Network Playoff Preview Show.
A rather large contingent of teams from the Central Ohio area qualified for the playoffs as well. From 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, here's Ryan Baker.
31 teams from Central Ohio are still alive in the postseason across 8 different regions. 11 11 lower-seeded teams moved on to Round 2 last week, highlighted by two 13s beating 4s. In Region 19, Columbus Academy knocked off Centerburg 36-14 to advance. The Vikings take on 5th-seeded Portsmouth West this Friday. And in Region 23, West Jefferson beat Newcomerstown 49-14 to move on. The Rough Riders travel to 5th-seeded Colgrove Dawson Bryant. Other big matchups this week. In Region 2, the 1-seed Dublin Jerome takes on 8th-seeded Olentangy Liberty, a rematch of Round 1 last year that Jerome won 21-7. In Region 3, it's a second battle of Pickerington this season as 4th-seeded Central hosts number 5 North. They matched up in Week 4 with Central winning 14-7. Region 7 is highlighted by the 4-5 matchup as Big Walnut travels to Watkins Memorial. Region 11 has two massive games as number 3 Bishop Watterson battles number 6 London at Ohio Dominican, and the 4-seed Tri-Valley hosts 5th-seeded Bloom Carroll. In Region 15, it's a rematch of the 2015 and 16 Division 4 state title games as number 2 Steubenville hosts number 10 Bishop Hartley. Hartley won both of those championships by 3 points, 31-28 in 15 and 24-21 in 16. And in Region 19, Harvest Prep looks to continue its perfect season when the second-seeded Warriors host number 10, Wes Muskingum. For high school football overtime on 97.1 The Fan, I'm Ryan Baker, and that's it for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
That's a look at second-round playoff reports from across Ohio. Now let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA, and when we return, we will wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that complete statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets, including a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. This Friday night, Spectrum News 1 will televise 3 first-round games. In Northeast Ohio, it will be Canton-McKinley at Mentor. In Central Ohio, it will be Pickerington North at Pickerington Central. And in Southwest Ohio, Cincinnati St. Xavier and Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller will be the featured game on Spectrum News 1. In addition, 12 games will be streamed live by Spectrum at OHSAA.tv. In our next playoff preview show, we will go inside the regional semifinal pairings. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Our executive producer is Tim Streed. Thanks to Yamo Media for production assistance and Adam Dell. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.